The following show contains language not suitable for young listeners or squeers.
Welcome to Ko Ngā Waiatapai.
For December 2018, my name is Rob, I'm from Hamilton Underground Press.
I'm Ian, and I'm from Hamilton Underground Press too.
And I'm Phil Gray from The Hum 106.7. So Te Ko Ngā Waiatapai, our joint exploration of our top 10 every month.
All right, so we'll get straight into it.
No, we won't.
No, what are we doing?
We haven't yet heard our brand new theme tune. Isn't that fantastic?
Have you made that up somehow?
That is our friends Greg and Julian of the Scones and Kitchenette.
Bless their cotton socks.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Wonderful. Finally, a theme tune for Te Ko Ngā Waiatapai.
Blinding. I'm gobsmacked. Your mouth is open.
I am. That is amazing. Which song were they? Was in the background there?
Greasy Meal.
Greasy Meal. Yes.
Fantastic.
That's amazing. Well done.
All right. Let's go. Te Ko Ngā Waiatapai. Number 10.
All right. So number 10 this week, we've got Auckland Psych Rock 5-piece Outs with a song called Electric Eye.
This is off a forthcoming album going to be called Oz, due early 2019, I believe.
Yeah.
That was Ounce with Electric Eye, band out of Auckland. Two sets of drums, baritone, guitar, bass and percussion. Cooks up a sound that walks the line between kraut, stoner rock and spaghetti western.
Two sets of drums. Mm. More bands need to do that. That's a brilliant thing to watch.
That was number 10. Let's talk about number 9.
Muldoon. I don't know. Well, I know Phil will know who Rob Muldoon was, who I assume this is named after. Rob, probably not so sure.
Some Prime Minister fella or Chancellor of the whatever.
Exactly, yes.
Just to clarify, this is Muldoon with an M.
With M, which, yeah, some people might think is quite fitting.
How are you both saying that without a Scottish accent? That is... Muldoon! That's what that is crying out to me, you see.
We're not familiar with that.
No, good.
Liquor Slicked Highway is the name of the track. This is a band from here in Hamilton. And according to their Bandcamp page, Muldoon is up there with Wagner and Mozart in my books. True masters of the genre. And that was attributed to Nigel Farage. This is Muldoon, number 9 on this month's Takona Waiatapai. Welcome back to Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai, brought to you by the Hum 106.7 and Hamilton Underground Press. If you're just tuning in now, you can get this podcast via their blog site thing. HamiltonUndergroundPress.com.
Your number one bookmark is what it should be, Philip. I think you're fine. Thank you.
All right. We had Muldoon, a local music track called Liquor Slicked Highway.
Which I think is kind of appropriate for a band, I think, that's named after Rob Muldoon, because you might remember he announced the 84 snap election drunk.
Yeah, very.
Is that right?
That doesn't give me much time to run up to an election, Prime Minister.
Doesn't give my opponents much time to run up to an election, does it?
Let's get into track number 8.
Which is Wiggle by a local, I'm not sure if it's a solo or if he's got a band together, but called Dead Man Suit, which is basically a project of Aaron Stewart, who, if I've got it correctly, used to record under the name The Bathtub Sophist, and it was in Sumo Love Machine. Am I right there, or is it a different one?
Oh, I didn't know that, but it definitely is a solo project. In an email communication with him, he said it is just him.
That suggests solo, then.
Hasn't done any rock music for a while, but this track, let's check it out. Dead Man Suit with Wiggle.
Stop.
And that is local musician Aaron Stewart under the name Dead Man Suit, track called Wiggle. A whole bunch of local music on this podcast. For a change, we've been very, very light on local music, but I think four of today's, of this month's 10 tracks from certainly within the greater Waikato region.
That's pushing 40% in anyone's book.
Yep. You can tell we've got a teacher in the room
as well.
Thank
you very much.
Okay.
Four tenths.
Number
0.4.
So next up, we've got a track by The Fatalities, Living a Lie, quite a short song, just over 1 minute 30, which is quite indicative of all the songs on that album.
Excellent length for a song.
It is a good length for a song. Is the album out yet? I'm not sure. But it's called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired.
I like that.
Got anything else to say?
No.
It's good.
Takona Waiatapai with Hamilton Underground Press and The Hum 106.7. Our monthly look at new New Zealand releases, most of which played on The Hum 106.7. So The Fatalities, Living a Lie out of Wellington.
Number six. Next up, we've got Five Girls, a new song called Beach Bay Bogan from their new release, which is called Basement Tape. So Five Girls were originally Five Girls, then they got down to Four Girls. They split up quite a while ago in 1997, got back together a couple of years ago, and now they're down to three girls, but still called Five Girls.
And if you like this one, the that release is available on Bandcamp and via CD, launched with a gig at Raglan's Yacht Club 1st of December, supported by a great young band called Sit Down In Front.
My mother hiss. I shake my towel to avoid a rash, and as I shake my green eyes catch full bodied hell black. Business in the front, party in the back. And I could cry. He gives me a metal salute. I trip over like a bullet moose. I've never seen his kind before. Shine like the sand, rock like the shore. Beach Bay Bogan.
Windsor. Hey, foxy lady, will you be my girl?
That was number six on this month's Tacona Wire to Pie. That was Five Girls with Beach Babe Bogan.
Yeah, sort of getting back to their roots there. I think they, when they reformed a couple of years ago, they were sort of started playing more of a country style, and that was kind of what we saw when they supported Shaun and Knife. But they seem to have got back to their punky, rocky roots now.
Kind of a 60s garage punk sort of vibe, I reckon, with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to it then, and I think... You know, I think it is just one person singing, but it's kind of got a... it's been produced to sound a bit like a harmony, I think. So it is, it's kind of... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe slightly a slight sort of Shaun and Knife influence there, perhaps, or... I'm not too sure.
Bit Ramones-y, that kind of thing, yeah. I guess. And they were really cool at Future City last year when I saw them. It was very lively at Navarro and Ange for their set.
Hey, Rob, while we're talking about Future City Festival,
yes,
would you like to briefly talk about 2019 dates?
Yeah,
early announcements?
I think there'll be 20 bands playing between two or three venues. It's March the 8th and 9th, that's Friday, Saturday. And yeah, details should be out next week. I don't want to say too much just yet.
Keep your eye on Hamilton Underground Press Facebook page. And no doubt we'll share that on the Hum's Facebook page as well.
Cool.
All right, let's move on to number five.
This is Cartoon Villain, local band Wider Who, Grant and Albert Bannister. Two-piece, as I've just said, two names. That suggests they're a two-piece, and you'd be right in thinking that. It's a track called Don't Blink.
We can scarcely avoid comparisons with bands. I mean, we pretty much do this all the time, don't we? Talk about influences. There's kind of a White Stripes vibe with them.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're... When you've got a guitarist and a drummer, it's kind of difficult to not make that comparison.
I'm not making it, but there you go. It reminded me of the John Spencer Blues Explosion. I don't know if you know John Spencer Blues Explosion. It reminded me of that a little bit. Good energy about it, which makes me sound like I'm about 67. But I quite like, I really like actually the way that Wire's just going for it, shouting and hollering. Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah. Cartoon Villain, Don't Blink, number five on this month's Tiko Na Wire to Pine. Coming in at number five on this month's Te Ko Nga Waiatapai, local duo Cartoon Villain, Don't Blink.
Yeah, I saw them play at their debut gig, which was supporting Albert's dad's band, The Changing Same, at their CD release. And yeah, obviously they've been moving forward, and yeah, I look forward to seeing them again. I've only seen them once so far.
Playing the Christmas show, actually.
Well, I'll be there.
On the 14th, you will indeed, yes, with five other bands. We should mention that again in a bit, maybe.
All right, let's go to number four.
So number four, we've got Repairs, who played here very recently with a track called Eyes Closed. So you've just been listening to Eyes Closed by Repairs.
Yeah, they were in the city recently for what was a phenomenal, phenomenal performance with the Volume Collective in the Fridge. So hopefully sometime during December that one will actually be edited up and released via the Volume Collective's YouTube channel. Interesting band, three-piece, the loveliest people you could possibly meet, but boy, do they have an intensity when they perform. Stunning, fantastic. Stunning. So I highly recommend you check that out. We'll share that in the Fridge Session on the Hums Facebook page as soon as we see it pop up there.
Number 15, apparently, on the New Zealand charts. Is that right? I think I read that in the week somewhere. That's phenomenal. Well done.
Perhaps higher by the time this broadcasts.
Let's hope so. Number Toru is a song called Parker by Bad Sav, one of Phil's favourite bands at the moment. And we've had, or listened to them before. I don't know if we've had a Bad Sav track on before.
I think I had some pre-release stuff. Yeah. And now the CD's out. We've got it sitting here. Beautiful package.
Just looking at it. It is, what a lovely package. Do like a nice package. Mm. Parker, yes. Three-piece from Dunedin, Phil, I think I'm right in saying. Hope Robertson, Lucinda King and Mike McLeod. Yeah, quite phenomenal.
I'm a big, big fan of this album. In fact, I could have chosen any of the tracks off this album for this month's countdown. But yeah, we've gone with the track called Parker.
Thank you.
Your Tiko Ngā Waiata by the Hamilton Underground Press and Hum 106.7 monthly countdown of cool new New Zealand music. Number three was Parker by Bad Sav.
Very good indeed. I wonder what Parker's about, because I know a lot of Parkers. There's the Parker jacket. Did you have those in New Zealand growing up?
Yeah, Parker.
There's old Nosy.
Nosy Parker, indeed. There's Parker was on, was he on Thunderbirds? Was that a character on Thunderbirds? One of those. That's a pen. Yeah. I saw a shit Parker on the way here, nearly crashed into me.
Double. So
I wonder what it's about. Anyway, enjoyed that.
Interesting. Bad Sav. That track, I reckon a very strong kind of overtones of Balta Space in some of the instrumental passages during that song.
Lovely shoegaziness.
And that's in a good way.
Yes.
Let's move on, Rob. Number two.
This is one of Ian and my favourite bands, the Nine Eye Express, based in Auckland anyway.
Protracted negotiations around this one, and I have to admit my error of my ways. The band name is Nine Eye Express, the Nine Eye Express. I had kind of lumped them in with ka-chink, barbecue reggae just on the name of the band.
Heavens to Murgatroyd, Phil.
Do you know,
it's a big man that can admit a mistake. Well done you.
Well, when you
we're
both,
here for you.
When you guys held me down and made me listen to it, I realised,
metaphorically.
Very, very wrong. Nine Eye Express. We know where the name came from, don't we?
We do, indeed.
Yes, and in fact, we know that the whole song comes, about Ewan Chatfield, the song, Carisbrook. It's all about one of the famous innings he played February 14th, 1985.
Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yes, Valentine's Day. New Zealand chasing 278 to win, and we were 23 for 4 at one part. And Chatfield coming
backs
at number 11.
Backs against the wall.
Backs were against the wall. Chatfield coming number 11, still needing 50 runs. And he stuck around, faced 84 deliveries, and got his career high at 21 not out.
Nine Eye Express, everyone. Ewan Chatfield.
One of New Zealand's most famous wins.
Quite tremendous. I'd write a song about that if I knew how to, but these guys have done it.
Yes,
this is phenomenal. This is called Carisbrook. It's off the Nine Eye Express's album, which is very new. I think in the last month it's gone up online. Oh, we should just play it,
the whole thing,
the whole shebang. It's amazing.
Oh, sorry, are we talking about music now?
Yeah. Right, Phil, were you just considering your
I'm gonna ball to him.
I've just been cut off for the first time on a Takona Way to Pie. I'm on strike now. Ground noise.
All right, Ian, let's talk about Nino Express.
All right, so that was Nino Express with a track called Carisbrook. Carisbrook used to be a... I'm going to get cut off too. It used to be one of the test cricket grounds. 12 tests were played there, but it's no longer used. They've moved out to University Oval.
That track was always going to be high up in this month's Tiko Ngā Waiata Pai because of the fact that in places it is almost indistinguishable from pavement. Am I right?
I don't know.
I don't know if they ever wrote about cricket. But,
all right. Let me turn your mic back on, Ian.
I've got to say, the first time I saw Nino Express played live, they gave me those tingly feelings that I got when I saw Pavement live the first time as well.
Hmm.
They're my favourite. I basically wrote a love letter to Nino Express.
Oh, you did actually. I remember that.
On the Hamilton Little Grand Press website because I love them so much.
Okay, we're at the pointy end of this month's Tiko Ngā Waiata Pai. Number 10 was Ounce with Electric Eye.
Number 9, we had Muldoon with Liquor Slicked Highway.
Number 8 was Dead Man Suit with Wiggle.
Number 7, The Fatalities Living a Lie.
Number 6, Five Girls with Beach Bay Bogan.
Number 5 was Cartoon Villain with Don't Blink.
Number 4, Repairs with Eyes Closed.
Number 3, Bad Sav with Parker.
Number 2 is The Phenomenal Nine Eye Express with Carisbrook.
And number 1 is?
Number 1 is Pickle Darling with Rinse Spin Cycle, Nicolas Cage.
Brilliant. We've got to play it, mate.
Scared my friends will learn to to drive will I be needed still to offer rides? I just want a friend there by my side. I don't need to be paid back for the firewood that I covered payment for, 'cause I don't want the money, I just want a warm floor. What if nobody likes my music? What will I do to still exude hubris? I have a music degree and it's useless. Next week I die in a flash flood. Hold my head face down in the bathroom. The breath of bathroom air will be my last one for you. I would conquer my chronic seasickness and say it on the ship. The thesis hit the rocks, I smash it to pieces. Rise again 3 days like I'm Jesus. Water path says the shore comes to greet us. Bathroom lights go auto.
That was the quite tremendous Pickle Darling and a song called Rinse Spin Cycle, Nicolas Cage. I only found out about Pickle Darling because we were doing this show, so I was well behind. But went online last night and listened to, not last night, a little while ago, a few nights ago, and listened to it and decided I wanted to pre-order the LP, so I did that. I think that is absolutely brilliant. Reminds me a lot of Postal Service. I'm a big Postal Service fan. Did you like that?
I do like that. So Bigness is the name of the album.
That's right.
And it's out in January.
It's cool. Christchurch-based Lucas Mayo, the artist, and his tapes apparently sold out in no time at all on Zed Tapes, which if my very basic research is correct, that is a Slovakian-based bedroom lo-fi pop label. God, what? I mean, that's an ambition, isn't it? Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Love it to bits. Very worthy number one right there.
Yeah, so kind of, it's two songs in one, kind of, isn't it? It's like Rinse Spin Cycle backslash and then Nicolas Cage. And the first sort of half is about Rinse Spin Cycle and the second half is about Nicolas Cage, who I actually teach about a little bit in one of my data analysis courses, funnily enough. There's a website called spuriouscorrelations.com, and Nicolas Cage is a great example because if you look at the number of films he's made per year, it correlates well with the number of pool drownings. So the more films he makes, the more people die in pool drownings. But in reverse, the more films he makes, the less people die in helicopter crashes. So
that is phenomenal.
It always makes a good example.
Correlation. Very good. Back to the song, though. Phil is looking like he needs to go and read that website. He's looking thrilled by those facts. Like, that was Goldian.
I think Phil would love that.
I think probably we're at the end of the show.
We're just getting started.
Am I right in thinking that the previous episodes of Te Kau Nga Waiatapai is still available via HamiltonUndergroundPress.com?
You bet yourself.
All right, so if you, for some reason, thought this was worthy, then you can.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't.
Previous couple of episodes up there.
Yeah, under the podcast tab on the website.
Right. Well, thank you guys again.
Thanks for listening. Are we going to do a best of? We need to prime the listeners for a best of. We're going to do a best of at some point. Best of 2018, even though there's only been four episodes.
I think there could be a best of 2018 in the works at some point soon.
Very John Peel of us.
Well, guys, I think there's only one thing left to say to see out this episode of Te Kau Nga Waiatapai. It's this.
Nga Waiatapai, Nga Waiatapai, the hum and hub, bring you this month's 10 songs to try. Nga Waiatapai, Nga Waiatapai, Te Kau, Te Kau, Te Kau, Te Kau, Nga Waiatapai.
power to pine.